This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. So much attention has been given to Russians' attacks in recent weeks on Ukrainian infrastructure. Fighting at the frontline battles of the war in Ukraine continue. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova Monday provided an update for VOA's Flashpoint program.
If we look at the east, heavy battles are going on. Again, it was no particular changes in the frontline outlines. However, we have reports from the Ukrainian general staff that a lot of Russian manpower were killed during the latest battle in the Luhansk region. Again, we cannot clarify this information for the moment and confirm it independently. However, we also seen this coming from a Russian source. So, and here we're talking about people who, so manpower, Russian manpower that were recently mobilized to this war.
Meanwhile, Ukraine says it's received its first delivery of Norwegian-made National Advanced Surface-to-Air Missile Systems, or NASAMS, and Italian-made APSIDE air defense systems. From his Twitter account, Ukrainian Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov said, "We will continue to shoot down enemy targets attacking us. Thank you to our partners, Norway, Spain, and the United States." White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said last month the United States was accelerating the shipment of the sophisticated NASAMS systems to Ukraine after significant Russian strikes on Ukrainian energy infrastructure. The London-based defense think tank Royal United Services Institute underscored the urgency to provide Ukraine with more Western equipment and ammunition against the missile and drone attacks under Ukraine has been suffering. This is VOA News.